Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Another very talented actor and screenwriter now, Stephanie Prisoner. Good morning.
I am here in a different guise this morning.
Yes, because what people may not know about you, if they don't remember last year...
Is I'm a late-stage capitalist.
You're an expert gift buyer. I call it an expert gift buyer.
Well, I just hate when people say, God, you're very hard to buy for. I'm not. You just haven't given it enough thought and you don't care enough about me to think hard enough. So there is always the perfect gift for someone. I truly believe it. And I'm here to maybe suggest some of those gifts to people listening.
Okay, and what we're going to do the men today... And we'll hopefully get to women another week. We'll get to the ladies.
We will certainly get to them, Brendan. Okay. How dare you?
What are the gifts that the men you know need, but they don't know they need?
I like the idea that men need things which remove some of the emotional labour from women. Because we do an awful lot for you, Brendan.
Yes.
So things that help men to get organised, stop losing things, clean themselves, or keep them entertained away from the house.
I think most men are cleaning themselves at this stage.
You'd be surprised, Brendan, how many men, particularly with beards, don't know that beards are hair and need shampoo and conditioner. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, anyway. Okay. So basics like that, yeah. Why don't we categorise men into types, because they like that kind of thing. and we'll talk about what we might buy for Christmas for the different types. Let's start with the sports bros.
Sports bros, yes, absolutely, right? So protein dudes, they're a big cohort these days, lots of people into sport, and that is great. I find, so Voya is an Irish brand, Voya Cooling Gel. It's cryo gel and it soothes sore muscles, refreshes your body. It's an Irish brand and it's really helpful for guys who like are going out for a run or doing any sort of arduous exercise. You'll probably find husbands really going at it hard in January. So this will be really good for them. You could also try a Theragun. I got one of these about 3 years ago. It's a massage gun. You can get it, like Google it, Thera, T-H-E-R-A, but you can
do
get it in.
Do they actually work, yeah?
Yeah, I love it. Now, I don't do an awful lot of exercise, but I still like it as a massage. And I got it for my husband, but he uses it on me, which is win-win. You know? Okay.
And enough. I don't want to know any more about
and
that.
And then just everyone likes kind of, do you know Christine Buckley, the Irish the activist who fought for the right? Yeah. So her son, Connor, has a clothing brand called Human Collective. And she fought for equality and rights of women and children from industrial schools. And he has continued that activism through this clothing brand, which is sustainable, and he fights for equality through the brand and for other ways, and he has amazing like fleeces, puffer jackets for both men and women. So that's a really interesting
Human
brand.
Collective. Yeah. And there are great Irish sports gear brands actually, like we don't need
loads
to be buying
them. You
the
don't
internationals
need to be buying,
at all. Yeah.
No, really
okay.
Good stuff.
You've a couple of specific suggestions for golf fans.
Yeah, golf. I don't know if it's just that my husband and his friends are reaching middle age, but golf seems to be a thing. The Irish Open is happening in September 2026 in Doonbeg, and tickets there are 30. They start at €30, which is a nice gift. You can get them at tickets.europeantour.com or a personalised golf ball stamper, because they might go out. They all have the same kind of balls. They hit them. They don't know whose is whose. They all land in the same place.
Okay, that's what happens.
Yeah, so you can get their initials on a golf ball stamper.
Okay, excellent. Golf ball stamper. Gadget geeks.
Yeah, so there's so many of them. My husband is a gadget geek, officially, and he loves his bean to cup coffee machine. Put in the beans and it makes the machine. There's so many different types of these. There's an Irish place called the Home of Innovation, which is your go-to kitchen appliance showroom. So you can go there and look at the machines if you don't want to just buy online, because it's an investment. But you can get, we have a Siemens EQ700 or something. But anyway, you can Google it. That's a great, now that's a bit spendy. So for a more affordable option, you could do a meat thermometer, which connects to
I like it. Every man needs a meat thermometer.
Well, yeah. Like if you like cooking, it's a good, yeah. You're not going to kill your family.
And it's kind of a manly thing.
Yeah, you stab it into the meat and check your phone. Smart light bulbs. I kind of laugh with my husband because he loves a smart light bulb. But I said to him,
he would accept that as a gift, yeah?
Yeah, he loves it.
I would think that's a necessity, not a...
Well, it is, but it doesn't have... But I say to him, no, like, if you die, I can get signed out of our light bulbs. Like, can we not just have a normal bulb? Anyway, he loves them.
Okay.
And a video bird feeder, if you have a middle-aged man who likes to maybe get into looking at birds. You can have a bird feeder outside, which has a little camera in it. And then you can look on your phone. And there's some of them that have AI, and they'll tell you what type of bird it is. Just be careful of the feed you use, because it can also attract vermin.
Okay. Something for the hipster dads with electric bikes.
Yeah, that cohort seems to be growing exponentially. But there's these very cool helmets that you might find in Arnott's or other places. They're called Kloska, C-L-O-S-C-A. And they're helmets that actually fold down into themselves and can fit in your backpack. So you're not lugging around. But they're very safe. Really? They're safety tested. They're really durable. So check those out. And then if, like, some men treat their bikes like kids, like you can get a bike brush kit so you can like keep your little bike clean, or an electric bike pump is a really handy thing to have. You don't have to be like pushing and pumping. It's just an electric thing. It's about €29. So have checked that out online as well.
What about the book lover in your life?
Yeah. So an expensive idea that I would love is called a literary clock. Now, this is very spendy, right? It's about €400. But every day it tells the time and the date through literary references. So say there's a literary reference from, you know, like Virginia Woolf about 3 o'clock, that one will show up at 3 o'clock, and on a particular date it shows chapters. That's gorgeous, but it's very spendy. But there is an interesting book called The Book of Uncommon Knowledge, which I know a lot of men like, little facts, kind of the Guinness Book of Records but for adults. But it's an interesting one. And then these are kind of novelty, but lazy reader glasses. They're a cheap, fun stocking filler. They have mirrors, right? So you lie down on your bed and you put them on, and they use kind of prisms and mirrors and angles so that you can lie down holding your book on your stomach and you can still see what you're reading, so you don't get that neck strain.
That's a game changer.
Game changer,
right?
Under a tenner.
Lazy reader glasses. Okay. What about shaving or beard, depending on which way the man is inclined?
Okay, so obviously we have razors, and men can always do with new razors because they forget to change the razor heads and they need to do that. I got Noel a shaving apron, which stops beard hairs going into the sink. I'm going to put up a video on my Instagram of him using it, right? But he ties it around his neck, and then through little suction things, he sticks it onto the mirror, and then he does his little shaving, and all the hairs go into the apron and not into my sink.
Okay, where do they go then?
Then he takes that off and then he puts it into the bin. It's a great idea.
Okay.
Also,
very gendered that you would say your sink.
Well, if he wants to maintain and clean and keep, like, it is my sink.
Okay.
But that's under a fiver. Like, it's just a great kind of novelty gift. And then obviously.
And he does use it.
He does, yeah. No, because I hate beard hairs in the sink. They look like tiny pubic hairs in my sink, and there's always one or two.
The idea is that the man's supposed to wash them down.
But there's always one or two.
Man and or woman. Something for the whiskey aficionado?
Okay, Noel, if you're listening, stop listening now, because Noel is getting these, right? So there's this duo from a brand called Current. They're Cahal and Cuiva from Dublin and Kildare, and they make incredible tide clocks and stuff. But one of their new products is a whiskey glass, and in the base of the glass they have printed Irish landmarks. So I've gotten no loves. He's from Mayo, and Mayo people are obsessed with Mayo in the same way that we're obsessed with Cork. But you, so I got
we
him
don't
ones
talk about it. Yeah.
That have Kropatrick kind of 3D printed in the glass.
Yeah, okay.
And they just look class. So that's a really nice gift. You can get a pack of two, and they're gorgeous in how they're wrapped and packaged. It's just a beautiful gift, those Current 3D printed glasses.
Okay, I'm excited, I will admit, about car organisation gifts.
Car organisation, you can't, like, I, now that I have kids and we are in like potty training season, I have to have so much stuff in the boot of my car just in case for like the Mo Canealach event that might happen. And on this Irish website, Mick's Garage, I don't know who Mick is, but he's got a great website that's full of different car organisation things. So you could get a car organisation bin, an organiser that hangs on the back of the seat so you and has all these different pockets, or these bins that have Velcro on the bottom of them so they don't slide around the boot. They stick to the base of the boot and you can pop all your bits and pieces in there and no more rattling around.
And it's the gift of good intentions.
Yes.
Yes, the car is going to be different from now on.
Yeah.
It really is. Listen, you have a phone charging kind of doohickey for the man whose phone is always dying.
Yes, I have a Keyring. That is a universe. Well, I don't have it. I have it, yes, but it's not my product. But you can get
it's on your gift list.
It's on my gift list. So it's a Keyring that is small and tidy, but has a very high quality charger on it that has every combination of charger you might need. And it goes on your keys. So for the person who is losing their phone charger all of the time, this is USB to USB-C, USB-C to USB-C, micro USB. So no matter what phone or tablet you have, this is going to charge it and it'll always be on you. All you need is the power outlet. So that is a great gift.
You cannot have enough charging paraphernalia, can you? And in enough places. So listen, so you've told us and Noel, Noel's gift now. You have a unique situation where you have Noel, who you love very much as a husband, and then PJ Gallagher, who you love very much as your male
and my best friend.
Yeah. So what's the difference in the buying there?
Well, PJ hates Christmas, but he loves his birthday. So you're actually not allowed to buy him a Christmas present, but you can buy him a birthday present. And he's a very simple man of simple pleasures. It has to be something to do with his motorbike, or whiskey. So the whiskey glasses are a good idea for him. But he's also one of those people who is so impulsive that if he wants something, he's just going to buy it for himself. So you have to listen out and then tell him. Like, there's no real surprises. You have to tell him, I've heard you mentioning this biking jacket. Please don't buy it for yourself. I am going to buy it for
you. You see, the trick of men, be obvious. Be obvious. Don't be afraid to be obvious.
No.
Okay, Stephanie Preisner, you'll be working on gifts for the ladies, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very
much. Thanks so much, Brendan.